I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Here to hang out with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. People listening on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Folks on the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Sirius XM channel 158. And everybody on a smart speaker. I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Yeah, super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And so whether you happen to be in Detroit or Miami or Texas or Atlanta, San Diego, Vancouver, Toronto, Waikiki, I mean Colorado Springs right now, I don't care. Thank you for listening. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, listen, man, just ride the wave. Enjoy it while it's here. Dallas Cowboys are lighting it up. Tonight, the Cowboys, they beat the Seattle Seahawks. The final score there, 41-35. This game, if you can't tell by the score, yeah, high-scoring game. Barn burner, back and forth, Donnybrook. This was so much of an offensive paradise. This was only the fifth time in NFL history that a regular season game didn't feature one punt. The numbers tonight, pretty wild. I mean, on the losing side, Geno Smith, 334 yards to go along with three touchdowns. All three of those touchdowns ended up in the hands of DK Metcalf. And for the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott also had three touchdowns. He spread out the wealth a little bit more. CD Lamb, 116 yards receiving. Jake Ferguson, 77 yards receiving and a touchdown. Brandon Cooks, 45 yards and a touchdown. And he also had a key two-point conversion to give them the lead for good late in the game. This was a wild one. A matter of fact, Dak Prescott is a man on fire right now. 20 touchdowns and two interceptions over his last six games. A matter of fact, let's listen to Dak Prescott's touchdowns because they were plentiful. They have been plentiful. This is Dak connecting with CD Lamb in the first quarter, making it 10-7 Dallas. This is courtesy of the Cowboys Radio Network.
Under five to play in the first. I formation again for Dallas. Dak under center, followed by Lipke and Pollard. He fakes it to Pollard, steps up, throws back of the end zone. There's CeeDee Lamb tumbling, but he gets both feet down. Touchdown, Cowboys, and they retake the lead in the first.
Dak continued on. At one point in time, it looked like Dallas was going to shake the hell out of Seattle. We know Seattle hit back. This is Dak connecting with Brandon Cooks for a 7-yard touchdown pass. This made it 17-7 Dallas in the second. This is also the Cowboys Radio Network.
10-7 Dallas, 11:40 left to play in the second. Second and goal from the 7. Throw over the middle. It's Brandon Cooks. He was wide open. Beat Bobby Wagner to the spot, and Dak Prescott found him at the goal line for 6.
Dak's next touchdown didn't come until late. The Dallas Cowboys, they were trailing at this point. Seattle had decided to punch back, and in the fourth quarter, Seattle led 35-30 until Dak Prescott was able to throw his third and final touchdown pass of the day. He was able to find Jake Ferguson for 12 yards. Take a listen to this. This was basically the game-winning score.
Belt high snap. Prescott with plenty of time. Lofts it. End zone. Jake Ferguson. Covered by Jamal Adams, but it doesn't matter. Fergie into the end zone, and Dallas takes the lead in the fourth.
They were able to toss the ball into the end zone to Brandon Cooks for the two-point conversion. They tacked on a field goal, and that was all she wrote, 41-35. And when the Seahawks did have a chance to close out the game, go on a game-winning drive, let's just say Michael Parsons got up close and personal with Geno Smith. This was the final call to shut this one down.
Here's the ball game for Seattle. 41-35 Dallas, 1:11 to play. Fourth down and 2 from the 50. Three receivers right, all three of their targets to the right. Smith rushed by Parsons. He couldn't get it away. It was at the foot of DJ Dallas, and the Micah Parsons pressure forces an incomplete pass, and Dallas will hold on to win it at home.
A lot of crazy numbers here. Fourth straight home game scoring 40 or more points. This was the Dallas Cowboys' 14th straight home victory. Dak Prescott, over his last 6 games, 20 touchdowns to only 2 interceptions. They're playing out of their damn minds. This is Dak Prescott speaking to the game, talking on Amazon Prime. That's what he had to say about the win.
What a game. Oh, my goodness. Coming down to the end. How do you describe this one?
Yeah, we needed this. Obviously, a close game. Had a lot of games here at home where, you know, the score's gotten out of hand. We've taken over on offense and ran away in the fourth quarter. But back and forth, down at halftime, down in the fourth quarter, and just able to make plays, defense making stops, us getting touchdowns when we need it. Huge game. Just coach always talks about taking a big chunk of confidence and moving forward, and this is a big one for us.
Yeah, but speaking of that confidence right now, I've never seen you play with this level of confidence, competency. Everything is on. You're on fire right now. You're in the zone. We talked about in the pregame show. What do you attribute that to? Mike McCarthy. We talked about those meetings you guys are having. Yeah. What's been going on in there that has you playing like this?
Yeah, just clear communication. When he calls in a play, usually I kind of expect what play is coming in just from situationally, from those meetings that we've had throughout the week. We talk about play call or purpose. You know what he wants in a play call, and not only do I, the rest of the other 10 guys on the offense do as well. And so, and if you turn on the tape, guys are playing for each other, man. We really have a great bond, great brotherhood. You know, just one example, CD doesn't stay on the block and turns around and TP and just telling him my fault. And that just shows you that we're truly holding each other accountable and we care about each other's success and can go a long way as long as we continue to build.
As they continue to build, up next, Philadelphia. After that, at Buffalo. At Miami. Against the Lions. And then at Washington. End of the season is not going to be too kind for the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe, just maybe, you could have a little bit more confidence in them if tonight wasn't their first victory of the season against a team that entered the game with a record above 500. This is the stretch run. Are the Dallas Cowboys going to live through this and have confidence heading into the postseason? Or are they going to head into a roadblock and just maybe lose a little bit? who knows? They're on a 4-game winning streak right now. They've won 5 out of their last 6. Have we seen the best of the Cowboys? Or are they going to continue to ride the wave on this one? Me? They'll go into the postseason. They're going to win 10, 11 games. But are they going to get past the Eagles and or the 49ers? I don't think so. I'll believe it. I'll give them props when I see it. I just haven't seen enough. Tonight is the first time they beat a team that's over 500. Well, damn it, now they beat them and they're 6-6. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, my goodness. The Repo Man has called from Detroit. Repo Man, you're on CBS Sports Radio, everybody's favorite guy.
Yo, JR, yo, America, yo, world, it's your boy.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm all right. How many cars have you gotten while listening to the football game?
So I got my first one right now. I've been listening all night. Finally, Amazon has gave us something, you know, even though it was on the radio, finally they gave us a good game. I'm happy.
Okay. Well, any additional thoughts outside of that? Being happy?
Outside of that, I wanted to go back to last night. I didn't hear nobody on your top 6 say one person who I thought was either going to be on the list or someone was going to mention them. 70 knockouts, 103 wins. Can you guess who I'm talking about?
Is this Rocky Marciano?
No.
Go for it.
Roberto Duran.
Oh. Well, invincible? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that probably goes more towards recency bias.
I don't even know what that means, but
that okay. Means that people will tend to look at what's in front of them more so than what was in the past. It's why somebody brought up Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yeah, I heard that. I was like, nah. I was like, but if we don't mention boxing, we gotta mention him.
Well, we know he certainly went out there, and I don't want to say that he didn't quit, but there was some longevity there, yes.
Yes, yes. But that's what I got tonight. You know, I heard you mention me last night. I was trying to call in. You was hot last night. I couldn't even get in. But that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's still tough for me to think about a guy who was known for no mas just and put him on the invincible list, but you ain't wrong.
All right, man.
All right, be safe out there. How many more cars you trying to get?
I got 6 waiting on me.
You're going to go pick up 6 cars?
Yep, I'm going to pick up 6 more. I just got one. I'm about to go get 6 more.
All right, well, don't get shot out there, okay?
All right, I won't.
All right, be safe, Repo Man. I never in my life. Shep, I feel sick to my stomach. I just told the Repo Man, I'm not wishing harm, but it sounds crazy to say, hey, Repo Man, be safe out here. His job is inherently dangerous.
He's the nicest Repo Man there ever has been in that particular job. David is such a nice man to be doing what he's doing.
His name is David? I didn't know his name.
Yeah.
That's not the Repo Man. I didn't know he had a name.
Sure he does. He was David before he was the Repo Man.
Listen, I see Repo Man, and there he is.
You know what? That's probably my fault. I should stop putting Repo Man on the call and screw them. That's on me.
What am I? If Sorry. I say David from Detroit,
yeah, you knew his name was David, didn't you?
I did not.
He's called enough times as David from Detroit.
Nope.
No,
I know. I'm sure, if now that you said it,
all right.
I see Repo Man. I know exactly who that is.
Well, of course, yeah.
I told the Repo, hey, man, don't get shot out there tonight. Well, anyway.
you did have a really good top 6 list last night, by the way.
Thanks.
Seriously, man. They're all really good. I'm not just saying that. But last night was particularly interesting.
Invincible athlete?
Because it goes against everything that we know of today's athlete, which is load management, play at no cost, play when it's convenient. And to your point, and I hope people appreciate this guy, CeeDee Lamb, JR, he never misses a game, ever.
Yeah. His career had a little bit of a slow start.
Sure.
I'm like, hey, man, when you going to step things up? It's supposed to be you and Gallup out there and that Cooper at the time lighting it up.
Yeah, Amari got the majority of the deep balls, though. I don't fault CeeDee Lamb for that. He's gotten significantly better year by year. He's got to be a top five receiver at this point.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
I mean, if you ask him a few weeks ago, he's telling you he's the best wide receiver in the game. I ain't going that damn far.
Right.
But he is one of the best. And we know this year for wideouts, it ain't been all that kind. We know Justin Jefferson has missed time. He's probably still the best wideout in the game. Davante Adams has basically been neutralized playing out in Las Vegas. I don't know how much he's regretting that. So many conversations about him being traded out to the New York Jets. And as you talk about CeeDee Lamb, most games with 10 receptions and 100 receiving yards in Cowboys history, that's CeeDee Lamb. He has 8 of those games. Michael Irvin has 7. Jason Witten has 6. CeeDee Lamb has already kind of punched his way into the Cowboys record books, snatching up 10 receptions, 100 receiving yards. Kind of nutty. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Ralph.
Good morning, JR. How are you doing today? Thank you for taking me on your show. And I wanted to say really quick, JR, in regarding to the Dallas Cowboys, I feel like to me, Dak is respected. It's just that to me, it's not us. It's not the whole nation. It's just the Cowboys fan that's really disrespecting him because they're really being impatient. They're still waiting for that championship. They see how he plays, but they want that championship. That's how I feel. And I have a quick question for you before I get off. Do you feel like the Celtics is playing the same way as last year? Because I see a lot of points, but I feel like they don't play defense again. It's the same repeat as last year again.
I haven't said. Well, thank you, Ralph. I'll answer you. Thank you for calling from Miami. Man, I haven't sat down and watched a lot of the Celtics. I've looked at a lot of the numbers that they have in a box score, but I wouldn't be overly concerned about them because, damn it, And how about this? Thank you for the reminder, by the way. All of the country isn't, or at least half of it. It's December 1st. Thank you for reminding me that it's December damn 1st. I couldn't tell you. Shep, do you remember what you did for New Year's?
Yes, I do.
Shep was... I didn't ask about your personal freaking business. Okay?
No, Listen, the stars take off New Year's, JR Sport Brief, so I was hosting. That's what I was doing New Year's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were saying that you was. The way you answered the question, it's like, yeah, I know what I was doing New Year's, giggity giggity. That's what it sounded
like. No, I mean, to me, like when I get to step in your chair and host, to me, that's exciting, man. I love the platform you've built, and I get to step in and have the easy task of doing that. So I did it for you 2 years ago. I did it for you last year. I'll do it again for you this year. I'm always excited on New Year's, man.
I don't know what the hell I did for New Year's. I really don't. I don't know where I was. I don't know who I was with. I don't know if I was asleep. I don't think I was outside. Was I?
Well, I'm trying to think what you... I mean, you were probably Special Olympics. Is that ring
about? No. I remember what I did the day... I remember what I did the day of.
We talking late?
I'm talking, New Year's Day. I remember it was a Sunday.
Got it, yeah.
It was a Sunday. I was in Tennessee. It was a Sunday.
Right, because remember in sports 2023,
DeMar Hamlin.
That's always going to be known as the DeMar Hamlin dying twice on the field.
Oh no! I do know what I was doing on Saturday. I just remembered. I was hanging out with my main man Trey. I was with my man Trey. Shout out to my man Trey.
Yeah. Does he play for Atlanta?
No, he doesn't play for Atlanta.
Okay, well,
Young?
Well, when you say Trey, I think most people say Young, yes.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're not thinking Will Smith's son.
Nah. I don't.
His son is Trey, by the way.
Who?
Will Smith's son is Trey. That's the second most famous Trey I can think of.
That's his oldest son.
Correct, correct. Yeah.
With the other, with Shuri.
I think Shuri's the first wife, yes.
Why do you know about Will Smith's all his business?
Because he's Will Bleeping Smith.
Most people know Jada Pinkett Smith. They don't know the first wife.
Well, I don't know gold diggers. I know real wives. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
You call Jada Pinkett Smith a gold digger?
Yeah, she was famous in her own right. She had success, but she blew up when she married Will. We all know that.
Listen, when they send the cease and desist, I hope they send it to you. I don't got time for that.
Yeah, well, let me roll my eyes when my spouse is going after another victim.
Oh, my God. Listen, go read. Did you read the book?
No, I only read quality literature. I don't read trash.
855-212-4CBS. Steven's calling from Texas. He knows all about Jada Pinkett. What's up, Steven?
Man, I know everything about him. But anyway, what I called to talk to you about mainly was the Cowboys, man. And I want to see the Cowboys utilize those tight ends that they got, man. I mean, Ferguson and Schoenmaker, they're great players, and they just don't utilize them as much as they should. Like the old 90s team, man, when Troy Aikman and Tony Romo used to utilize the tight ends that they had. And also Dowdle, the running back. He's a fantastic runner, and they don't utilize him enough. What do you think about that?
I don't know why you're complaining so much. They're 9-3. CeeDee Lamb, I just told you about the records that he's broken. He has more 10 reception and 100-yard receiving games than some dude named Michael Irvin. And so I don't know if tonight is the night to look at the Dallas Cowboys and just go, man, they need to get the ball to the tight ends. I mean, it seems to be working with CeeDee Lamb. Dak Prescott has thrown 20 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions over the past 6 games. If it ain't broke, what do they say? Don't fix it. They got to see if it works against some of the stronger competition. I mean, if you want to make that point, then yeah, sure. It's certainly valid. I knew that call was going to be interesting when he called Jada Pinkett Smith a man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Since you're the coach of the Dallas Cowboys and what they need to do, when we come back on the other side, I'll get some more of your calls. We will hear from Mike McCarthy. We'll hear from Pete Carroll. We'll hear from DK Metcalf. We're going to do all of this before I roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Go read a book.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, listen, man, love the show and really appreciate your candor, man. It's refreshing.
First time listening to your show, very much enjoy it.
I just wanted to say real fast, though, I just found you on the radio the other day, and you've been a godsend. You got a long time listening for me. It's feeling out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Right before we went to break, we had a Dallas Cowboys fan call up, or I think he is. We know the Cowboys beat the Seahawks tonight 41-35. And for whatever reason, he decided to say, why don't we get the ball to the tight ends more? Why doesn't the third running back get the ball more? And I'm saying to myself, yeah, sure, what a sound strategy. Less targets for CeeDee Lamb, the man who's rolled out of bed a lot of weeks more often than not and just said, hey, I got 100 yards for you. Yeah, let's throw the ball to him less. Well, let's actually hear from the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. His name is Mike McCarthy, and he talked after the game, and he said, yeah, we got a tough schedule in front of us, and tonight was an important win.
I told the team after the game that we need games like this. I mean, this is what December football looks like, and you know, and we all understand what's in front of us because you have to win the close games. I mean, to get to where you want to go, you have to win these kind of games, and this was a great example of how you just keep, you know, hanging in there and keep playing. You know, I think, you know, at halftime, and, you know, we were frustrated. You know, we had a lot of penalties called, and I think our guys just knuckled down and played, and, you know, they had some big plays there in the third quarter. But, you know, once the fourth quarter came, you know, our guys got it done at the most important time.
Yeah, they came back. Dak coming through with that game-winning touchdown to retake the lead. They got another field goal. The defense got a stop, and poof, there you got a victory. It's a formula for success. You aren't always going to have the lead. Sometimes you got to face a little bit of adversity before you bounce back. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Tony. Shout-outs to all my folks on WEEI. What's up, Tony?
What up, man? So that guy asked about the Sox. I'm telling you real quick. Yeah, they're doing the same thing they did last year, man. Live by the three, die by the three, turning the ball over, can't shoot free throws. Now, moving on to Dallas, I ain't a believer, man. I got to wait till this year to get to the playoffs because all this regular season stuff don't even matter. Sometimes when the lights get brighter, man, that's when we need to see how the team's going to react.
Well, I don't dispute that at all, Tony. Thank you for calling from Massachusetts. I'm in the same space. It's a holding pattern. I do not care what the Cowboys do here in the regular season. Outside of, okay, they won two more, lost three, or what have you. I mean, they could look good or bad. It's not going to change my outlook on what they're going to do in the postseason. I expect them to get there. And then I'm just like, well, I've seen this story before. Is this year going to be the different one? Wayne is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Wayne.
Yes, sir. I want to discuss what y'all talking about with the Dallas Cowboys. And the thing about it is, the Falcons going to win the NFC South. And when they win the NFC South, the Cowboys going to have to come to Atlanta. And Atlanta going to upset them. The reason I say that, because Arthur Blank took a lot of pressure off of the Falcons when he announced that he is not going to fire the coach and he's going to stay the course. So that takes a lot of pressure off of the coach. So that makes the player relax a little bit and play a little bit more harder. But like I said, I don't think Dallas is going to be in front of Philadelphia or San Francisco. So that means they'll be in the three spot, which means if the Falcons can make it, win the NFC South, which I think they will, then Dallas will have to come to Atlanta. And I think the Falcons upset them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Wayne. Next time, turn the radio down in the back, okay, Wayne?
I'm sorry about that, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, man, it's so polite, right? It's Georgia. We're polite. Anyway, the Falcons only even in any type of consideration for the postseason because the division sucks. Sorry about that. I mean, if we got to look at the Falcons and just go, oh, well, the Falcons are going to upset the Cowboys. It's just a bunch of miserable losers everywhere. Sorry about that. It's true, though. 855-212-4CBS. That's 85. She's back. Shep, she's still here?
Give me one second.
Did she take her meds? Or she? Shep is going to check. I mean, what is going on here?
Max ready to go.
Oh, my God. Hey, Matt, go. No, stop. Oh, stop. Just stop. Thank you. Go ahead.
I wanted to say that I didn't actually watch the game, but I did listen to your commentary about the game because I don't have Amazon Prime. So I thought that this was one of the most exciting games that they've had on Thursday Night Football. I was getting really tired of the other ones because they seemed kind of unmatched. They seemed a little boring. But this one, according to what you said and what the callers have said, was one of the most exciting matches that have been going on. And I have a preference between Dallas and whomever they played, but I just like to see good football. And the other comment that I'm going to make is that I do believe that the Bills are pretty much going to be out of it for the season, especially because of this issue. Even if he's not, even if he's proven guilty or not proven guilty, another
you're referring. Well, hold on. There you go. You can't just say this issue. People don't know what you're talking about. Von Miller. Thank you.
Oh, this issue with Von Miller. I wasn't sure if you had discussed it yet, but I don't know if he's guilty or innocent.
No, go ahead. It's all your show. It's the Mac Brief show. Go ahead.
I don't know if he's guilty or innocent, but the whole issue distracts the Bills because they are kind of a family-oriented team, which I've noticed. And so I don't think it's going to be good for them going anywhere to the playoffs, Super Bowl. But of course, I think it's just a bad taste. And I feel bad for them, but this is not going to be their year, you know. And I just feel it because it's just not going to work. But I have hope for them next year. I'm a diehard Bills fan, and I will be cheering them on next year. You know, I just don't feel good about it right now because they get affected by personal issues and all of that, and it's just taking their focus off, which was already taken off. But I do appreciate your commentary about the game earlier. It got me really excited because I said, oh, that must have been a good game, and it also got me thinking about getting Amazon Prime. But I don't know. Maybe I'll get a trial period. So. Hello?
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm still here. I just didn't know if I was allowed to talk. It's good.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment, and I appreciate the time that you've let me have. And goodbye to both of you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Get some rest. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. As the doctor told her to get rest. We need to prescribe, what was it, melatonin? Get her some of that.
I give her credit.
Hey, Marco, how much is that? No. Shep, you sell drugs?
No, JR. I definitely do not sell drugs.
Okay. Hey, Marco, do you sell?
I do not. I do not. Although I'm a little...
Okay.
I'm not sure if I believe Shep. I don't know. I feel like...
You think I sell drugs?
I don't know. I feel like you might be...
Am I another Marco?
You've got like 19 jobs on the side. It wouldn't shock me if that was something too.
I appreciate the kind words. No? I'm the last person that would sell drugs. I've only smoked once in my life.
Jeez, here we go.
Where can I get some melatonin,
Shep?
I wouldn't know.
To stay awake?
I wouldn't know.
To do what?
Let's ask Maverick Carter. He's involved in some things that are under the you know what I'm talking about.
He's just gambling. Yeah, Everybody's gambling.
Well, something tells me Maverick Carter knows a little bit more than gambling if he's just caught for that and that was made public.
That's nothing. Yeah. Light work.
You know what? I don't know if this is bad for LeBron or not. This is the first time one of his guys has ever really been raked over the coals for what they've done outside of the field or off the court. I don't smell drugs.
Okay. That's
the bottom line.
All right. Okay.
I had to try to grab my mind to that for a second.
You tap dancing all over the place. I don't sell drugs either. That's what I'm asking. I want to get Mac melatonin. I can get that on the counter, right? Or that's on the shelf, right?
I wouldn't know.
I don't gotta go into a back room to get that. They were selling it at the airport today. So, yeah, I was just trying to get a good deal. Don't mind me. I don't buy drugs either. So this just anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We come back. We're going to talk to someone who he chews gum. That is his drug of choice. It's Pete Carroll. We'll hear from Pete Carroll. We'll hear from DK Metcalf. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. When you're not here, they lose customers.
They lose customers.
I get a kick out of that. It's just his enunciation and how he pronounced everything. He was very, very specific on saying that. Shep, I ain't going to be here tomorrow. It's all you, bro.
We're going to miss you tomorrow, JR.
We? Who the hell is we?
Myself, the Repo Man, Tony from Mass, Mac from Buffalo, everybody who listens to the JR Sport Brief, man. But we're glad you're coming back Monday, though.
Yeah, I'll be back Monday. Y'all got this, man. I'm good.
I appreciate that.
I got this. When you're not here, they lose customers. Not with Shep. You be straight with that.
They lose customers.
What y'all doing tomorrow? What's going to happen?
You know, we're going to definitely talk about this game. We're going to talk about Deion Sanders. It's being overblown. Obviously, we're going to follow Von Miller with the situation with Josh Giddey is going to be. And honestly, JR, we're going to preview four huge college football games. And
The championships.
Yes. Yeah. And something right. tells me you're going to be watching the SEC championship game. I have a hunch about that.
So I'm going to be in New York on Saturday for WFAN. And
really?
So I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be on air and watching Georgia, and then I'm going to be back in Georgia. Yeah, so busy stuff.
What game are you most fascinated by?
I'm going to hope that Alabama don't beat Georgia, man. Well, you just heard me.
Well, I understand that. That's going to be the most meaningful because of where you are, how much you like Georgia, how much you root for them. But I think most people believe as much as
Washington
Nick Saban,
and Oregon.
Right. And the whole famous Nick Saban and SEC championship games that he doesn't lose. I get all that. But this is a different beast in Georgia with Kirby Smart. Right. JR, the Washington-Oregon game is going to be must-see TV.
Oh, it is. I might be asleep by then, but it is.
That's fair. And then, because listen, Michigan, the Big Ten championship game.
The score is going to be 20-0.
We all know it was Michigan-Ohio State. That was the unofficial Big Ten championship game, correct.
How many points is Iowa going to have? Three? A field goal?
They'll probably have three or six. They'll probably have three. And then Florida State, I think all eyes are going to be on them and Louisville. And I think we're going to see Florida State eventually get into the college football championship. So that's certainly going to be on the docket for Friday's show.
Yeah, well, Marcello was here earlier this week. He said he thinks it's going to be stasis. Ain't nothing going to move. So
yep.
It sounds about right. 855-212-4CBS. You know what? I told you before we went to break that we'd hear from Pete Carroll. He's always positive, even though his team lost tonight. Let's hear how positive he sounds. What Pete Carroll say?
Well, that was a heck of a football game tonight. It's a hard game for anybody to lose. I love the way our guys played hard and tough and creative and executed and battled the whole time. It was a fantastic effort, and they give them credit too. They were playing hard too.
The defense gave up 41 points. Does he chew his team out in private? He has to.
He chews gum first, and then he chews his team out.
He chews gum, spits the gum out, yells at his guys, wears his grandpa's shoes. DK Metcalf, the man who had three touchdown passes tonight, watched his Seahawks, or he was a part of the team, that has now fallen to 6-6. There's an opportunity here for the Los Angeles Rams to beat the Browns, featuring probably Joe Flacco on Sunday. There's an opportunity for them to improve their record to 6-6, and imagine if that happens. DK Metcalf said, though, we ain't finished.
Because we've played games where the offense has done well and the defense hasn't, or the defense has had our back and the offense hasn't done so well. So we just have to play a complete game as a team to where, you know, we're hitting on all phases. The offense is executing, defense is getting stops, and special teams is running ahead. So once we do that, I think we're going to be a great team.
You think we're going to be a great man? Time's over for that, bro. Ain't going to be no great team. Sorry, DK. 855-212-4CBS. This is going to be my last calls before I roll out. Kevin's calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, JR. Love you. Love the show. Skeptical about Shemp and Marco. But my
watch your mouth. Those are my friends. Go ahead.
I was listening to last night's show, and I listened to you get all the way down to number two was Nolan Ryan. I missed your number one. You guys cut the commercial.
My question was if you could repeat your number one, and where was the love for all the knuckleball pitchers, Charlie Huff and Tim Wakefield, rest in peace. I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for calling from Chicago. If you ever miss a minute, or I say this all the time, but people don't listen to me. If you ever miss a minute or a second of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Gordie Howe was number one on my list of invincible players. Okay. The man was out here busting ass on the other side of 50 playing with his son. And he wasn't just some relic running around on the ice. I think he had 40 plus points. Now, why didn't I have a knuckleballer here? You said it yourself. I had Nolan Ryan number two. That was a flamethrower. If I want to call a knuckleball or anything, you might as well be flicking daisies out there, man. Come on. Ain't no 100. If you can find me somebody who throws a knuckleball at 100 plus miles per hour, please let me know. It takes so much more out of your body. Unless you're going to tell me about the grip of the knuckleball is damaging to your body, I'm not buying it. I'm not putting in some dude who threw a knuckleball for 3 decades on my list of invincible players. Let me know when he does something a little bit more intense than throw daisies across the mound. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hanging out in Washington, D.C. Shep, you're going to have a good show tomorrow, man.
Appreciate that, JR. Thank you.
No problem. And then Sunday as well, right? When are you on Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday a.m., 2 to 6. And, it's just I love our audience. I love the people that listen and tweet. Kevin, my name is not Shemp. I've been on CBS Sports Radio for over 10 years, man. Get it right. Come on.
Called you Shemp?
Call me Shemp. I mean, Kevin, listen, if you have an issue with me or anybody, at the very least, show enough respect to get their name right. I don't say, jackass. I say Kevin.
Isn't Shemp like one of the Three Stooges or something? No.
I would not know. But Kevin, again, you lose credibility when you can't even get someone's name right that you're insulting. And if you think by getting their name wrong, that's the insult.
All right, Shep, it's okay.
No, I know.
The Three Stooges, I don't know how screwed this is. Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Very, very classic.
But then they got a buddy there. Yeah, his name is Shemp. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there was the other dude, Shemp. I remember that.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, JR, man. Show's going to be lit tomorrow. It's going to be awesome.
Mo, Larry, Shemp?
Yeah.
Curly?
Yeah.
Mo asked his older brother, Shemp, to take Curly's place. Oh, okay, there we go. It explains it all. Listen.
Yeah, you'll be missed tomorrow, JR. We'll miss you,
thank
man.
You. Hey, by the way, Angel Reese actually played tonight. 19 rebounds. 19 points, 9 rebounds. That's it. All right, I'm done. I'm gone. I'll be back Monday. Shep got you tomorrow. Amy Lawrence got you up next. You can find me at JR Sport Brief. The JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio is done. Shep got you tomorrow. Thank you, Shep.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first 3 deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Deck your home with blinds.com.
La 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 la.
La 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 blinds.com.
DIY or let us install.
La 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 la.
La 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 blinds.com.
Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com and save 40% site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.